भगवद गीता 9.7, सर्वभूता निकौन्तेय प्रकृतिं यान्ति मामिकां कल्पक्षये पुनस्तानि कल्पादौ विसृजाम्यहम्। सो हियर कृष्णा इज स्पीकिंग अबाउट हिज रिलेशनशिप विद दिस वर्ल्ड। सेक्शन 9.4 to 9.10 टॉक्स अबाउट द इनकंसीवेबल नेचर ऑफ कृष्णास रिलेशनशिप विद द वर्ल्ड एंड दैट कनेक्शन इज स्पीकिंग हियर। सर्वभूतानि कौन्तेय, ओ कौन्तेय अर्जुन, सर्वभूतानि ऑल लिविंग बीइंग्स इनफैक्ट ऑल ऑफ एग्जिस्टेंस, प्रकृतिम यान्ति मामिकाम मामिकाम, दे कम अन टू मी। प्रकृतिम यान्ति, ऑल ऑफ मटेरियल नेचर इज विड्रॉन टू मी व्हेन कल्पक्षये, क्षय इज डिस्ट्रक्शन, कल्प इज a cosmic time span after which it's a colossal cosmic time span after which depending on the kind of pralaya that is happening either partially or entirely the universe is destroyed and punas again tani kalpadau visrujamyaham kalpadau at the beginning of a kalpa visrujami Srujami is to create. Visrujami is to create in a special way. Srujami aham. So Krishna is, he is not the direct creator of this world. The role of creating, the responsibility of creating, that is allocated to Brahmaji. But Brahmaji is not an independent creator. As in the Bhagavatam, Brahmaji, in the second canto, Brahmaji tells Narad Muni, Rochitam Rochayamyaham. See, that which has been already provided in the seed form, I am like a gardener who causes the seed to grow. I only manifest that which has been created. So in that sense, Brahmaji is the secondary creator. The primary creator is Krishna. So Visrujami, he creates through his agents. Here in this chapter, Krishna takes for, in this verse, Krishna takes the vision which he has given in the 8th chapter ahead. In the 8th chapter also he talked about how the universe is destroyed and it is created. Sahasrayuga paryantam ahriyat brahmano vidu ratrim yuga sahasrantam teho ratra vidau janaha. He said that in 8.17, 18, 19 also talks about the same theme. And Krishna is repeating that discussion here. But is it just a repetition? No. It's not a repetition, it's an elevation. It is, whereas in the 8th chapter, the focus was on the fact that even the highest abode in the material world is temporary. Even Brahma's abode is going to be destroyed. The whole of cosmos is going to be destroyed. Therefore, one should raise one's vision above the material world. One should not aim to transmigrate to any abode within the material world. So there the focus was on the temporality of the material world, whereas here the focus is on the supervisory role of Krishna. His transcendence, his eternality are implicit therein. So in 8.20 Krishna has said that there is another world, parastasmat tu bhavonyo vyakto vyaktat sanatana yasa sarveshu bhuteshu nashyatsu na vinashyati. He said that when everything in this world is destroyed, that part remains as it is. And he has said also that that part is, in 8.22 he says, taddham paramam mama. 8.21, next verse only, he says that avyakto aksharityuktas tamahu paramam gatim యం ప్రాప్యను నివర్తంతే తద్ధామ పరమం మమ. తద్ధామ్, దట్ ఈస్ మై అబౌట్ కృష్ణా సేవ. దట్ మీన్స్ కృష్ణా స్టేస్ ఓవర్ దేర్, అండ్ ఇఫ్ హీ స్టేస్ ఓవర్ దేర్ ఫ్రమ్ దేర్ వెన్ హీ కంట్రోల్స్, ఫ్రమ్ దేర్ వెన్ హీ గైడ్స్, ఫ్రమ్ దేర్ వెన్ హీ ఎలివేట్స్, అట్ దట్ టైమ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ హిస్, ఇట్ ఈస్ హిస్ ట్రాన్సెండెన్స్ which is unaffected. So the previous verse talked about, previous verses in fact, matsthani sarvabhutani and nacha matsthani bhutani. In 9.4 and 9.5, the Lord's connectedness with the world and his disconnectedness from the world, both have been talked about. And his supervision, his supervisory role will be talked about soon, in especially 9.10. But here Krishna is making the point clear that we shouldn't think that the cosmic annihilation and the cosmic creation simply happens automatically. It happens by his will. It is, Krishna is saying that I do the creation. So it is not something which is mechanical, but it is under supervision. While the exact time scales which the Purana describe for the description the cosmic annihilation and for the cosmic for how long the cosmos stays, and after that how long it will be annihilated, and how long it will stay in an unmanifest state after which it will again manifest. All those specifics are important in their own way, but more important than the specifics is the principle that there is a supreme being who is transcendental, and it is that supreme being for connecting with whom we should aspire for. When we connect with the one who is beyond destruction, we will also go beyond destruction.
Just as a person who is being tossed around in the ocean, on seeing someone who is outside the ocean, either in a boat or in a rescue airplane, and the drowning person connects with the rescuing person, then that person can be rescued. The drowning person can be rescued.
Tameva vidvan ati mrityumeti nanyah pantha vidyate ayanaya. The Upanishads say that tameva vidvan, that only by knowing him can we attain liberation. Ati mrityumeti, we can go beyond death. Nanya pantha vidyate ayanaya. There is no other path for going beyond. This theme was talked earlier in this section 9.3 when Krishna said that ashaddhana purusha dharmasyasya parantapa aprapya mam nivartante mrityu samsara vartmani. He said that ashaddhana purusha, that those who do not have faith in him, they aprapyamam, they did not attain him, but nivartante mrityu samsara, they come back to this ocean, to this material existence which is characterized by death. So Krishna is the path to deathlessness, and turning away from Krishna is the path of repeated deaths. So here Krishna will lead through that conclusion gradually. Here he makes the point specifically that he is not a part of this world of repeated creation and destruction, but he is overseeing that. That means even when everything is destroyed, at that time it seeks shelter in him. And so just as all of material nature in its unmanifested state takes shelter in him,
But that we will that happens avashaha. That happens forcefully, unintentionally. The theme of the Gita will be that if we do that intentionally, consciously, then that will purify us. And that purification will lead to our liberation. Thank you.